Mary Folsom, Rensselaer, New York. I listened today to Assemblyman Lawler propagating, promoting a boycott of the cable company because they're carrying Al Jazeera. Is there anyone who will boycott Assembly people who promote xenophobia and racism? If there is, I'd like to join them.
Jamie from Ellenville. Just want to say that it's very convenient for the British and the French to take this position regarding Syria, especially when it was their colonial policies that led to this mess in the first place.
Hi, it's Bonnie from Washington County, New York State. This attitude that we, that is the U.S., think we have the right to rap Syria on the knuckles is disingenuous, considering our own use of chemical weapons. And even as I speak, the U.S. Navy is applying for permits to expand its war games in our oceans, where they already admit to using chemical weapons, including lead, mercury, tungsten, aluminum-coated chaff, and red and white phosphorus. They call this warfare testing, but it's really just warfare. I think it's undeclared war against our oceans, against life.
My name is Earl G. Mack. I live in Ulster Park, New York. I laugh at the hypocrisy of our stance on Syria in re-chemical warfare. Do we forget just how much chemical warfare we used ourselves in Vietnam? It did not kill instantly, as sarin does. It slowly destroyed liver and kidneys.
This is Jack Millman, Worthington, Mass. I'm referring to the commentaries by the sheriffs in New York who decided that they don't want to uphold the law. The SAFE Act was passed. It is constitutional until it's declared unconstitutional. So therefore, the debate that they're having is ridiculous. There's no way that they should not enforce the law. Should it become unconstitutional by a court declaration, then they have the right to do what the Constitution says.
This is Ellen Kaufman from Buckland. I just want to thank Professor Libro for his comments I just heard. Yes, the situation is much bigger than just bomb or not bomb. It is so complex, and he seemed to be able to at least begin to tie up some of the major, major issues like poverty and famine and that cause extremism. So thank you, and thank you for airing it.